This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hooking into the show. There's a lot of news that's spilling out of Washington, D.C. and other areas as well. I'd like to say that this show is what's buzzing in your backyard and my backyard. So one of the things that's being talked about certainly is, are we going to see National Guard troops on the border or not? The president gives the thumbs up for that for up to 4,000 National Guardsmen. He talked about the fact that there's been more rapes, more problems along the border. We need more security. So look for that to probably play out. And, of course, there have been other presidents that have sent National Guards, but I don't know if it's been to that number. And this will happen until there's some sort of wall or some sort of solution, I suppose, on the crisis that we continue to really ignore and try to figure out and argue about and have the tug of war over the specificity of what to do with so many people coming in or are in or what happens with DACA. It's a nightmare, and it's a nightmare that should have been dealt with decades ago. So there's up in this prez when it comes to tariffs. Trump has proposed $100 billion more in tariffs on Chinese goods. He ordered the U.S. Trade Representative to consider placing the tariffs on the goods, saying, in light of China's unfair retaliation, I've instructed them to consider whether that money of additional tariffs would be appropriate under Section 301. There was a statement that was released today. I got that from the White House. And if so, to identify the products upon which to impose the tariffs. So Beijing announced tariffs on American products. That's part of what happened, including soybeans, pork, whiskey, and automobiles, the day after the press slapped $50 billion in Chinese imports. So Wall Street is tumbling because of fear of a trade war, and there are threats to see everything unravel by certainly top U.S. and Chinese officials. They're trying to reach an agreement in order to prevent this, the two economies from taking a dent. So I think, personally, if I'm asked and I look in my magic eight ball, I would say not ask again later, but most definitely I think there's going to be some sort of an agreement, because it doesn't do any favors to the Chinese, who are liking what they have coming and going. So it will end, I believe, in a negotiated deal. I don't think the heels will be dug in and this will stick around for a long time. But it's certainly big news. $100 billion more on a tariff is, I mean, that's a lot of money, of course. And that's going to cause that ripple effect. So he's playing the card. And let's see what happens. Not bluffing, playing the card. And we'll see if there's any kind of an action or not, or it's the same old back and forth, and that we do not know at this point. All right, so here's something that would be buzzing in your yard and mine. We all have phones, right? And you know, there's the argument over, what does the cell phone do to you? Are there toxic problems with the cell phone? So there have been this extensive peer review studies conducted by the U.S. National Toxicology Program, and they have discovered clear evidence that heavy exposure to cell phone radiation might be hazardous to your health. Ooh. Do you ever think about that? I mean, everything is done on the phones. I think it depends on how much you put it up to your ear, but then that goes to using it for other ways. Let's go to Grim, who is listening to us out there in the world somewhere in Mississippi. Hey, Grim. Hello. Going once.
I'm still here. I am. Hello.
You're there. So, hello, yeah, we please. Got you. So, we got you. What's up?
Well, this is the phone with phones. Everything's digital nowadays, and it's trying to crossbreed itself with analog, the old phone system.
Right. And
you still there? Well,
I hear we got you.
Or have it.
Yep.
Because, see, I'm using digital now, but the computers, as it goes through the relay system, can't keep up with translation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, but, you know, as far as the microwaves go, you know, it's just a different wave pattern. One cooks and one doesn't. You know, analog
right.
really doesn't cook as bad as, unless you increase the intensity of the output on analog. But, that's not what I called in about. I called in because I've been doing a little research, you know, get away from all this mess going on. You remember the old Brandon and I are not talked about.
Yes.
You know, yeah, well, I got to looking into that, and it would really shock you at the facts that registered trademarks and copyright, Brandon Irons really started copyright and registered trademarks. Some of the very first ones are Branding Irons. Now, it has nothing to do with patents. Patents are a totally different law from what I've researched.
Yes, but it is.
I got to thinking, too, because I also saw a news report that more and more people are getting tattoos removed. And in the history of Brandon, tattooing was, you know, originally goes back 4,000 years ago where they brand people, slaves.
Right.
With tattoos.
Right.
So, which is another weird aspect. It's just an amazing aspect of the total thing. But I got to thinking about people getting tattoos removed. I mean, sometimes people get married and have matching tattoos.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, now they're trying to get them removed. Well, if you really want to get down to commitment, Kate, brand yourself on the forehead. If you go get married, because it'll go worse than skin deep, you can put the brand right into the bone.
Boy, the no forehead. Kidding, isn't that the truth?
And if,
yeah.
And next time some flirty girl walks up to your husband in a bar or something, wherever you're going out, you can walk over and say, hey, look, he's mine. I just got thinking about that, and it just kind of made things funny for me.
I think it's very
it's
funny.
Weird
you're right.
It's weird what we do in life, and then we regret later on.
you nailed it, Grim. That's it. That's it. The tattoos. So you're married, then you're not married to that person, and then you've got this tattoo, and then you got to pay for the removal. Which, Grim, thank you, is not, to my understanding, is not an easy process and is rather painful. Numbers next. We can count here on ATN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Time where we count the numbers, because boy, they add up quickly. We can count. The name of this segment, hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, ATN. This is a scary one. Poor Carrie Underwood. Do you know that she needed 40 plus stitches in her face? Do you know who Carrie Underwood is? She is a rock star, country rocker, basically, meaning she rocks the stages. So she hasn't really taken a lot of photos. She got 40 to 50 stitches in her face in November. She did share a photo on social media, a black and white one. She was in a recording studio. She said she managed to injure her face. She didn't want to tell everyone about the details, but she had to have surgery, and they put that, you know, that many stitches in. It was that bad. And so she said when she went in front of the camera, she said she wanted people to understand she might look different, but she's hoping that the differences will be minimal is what she's saying. So, of course, that's a lot of stitches. And, you know, that's a lot of stitches. And so she's recovering from that, and that's that whole... That's why she's getting people ready to make sure that whatever it looks like, it doesn't shock people, I suppose. Look, she has a ton of fans. So there was some weird accident. I think, you know, more power to her for wanting to heal before she releases the photos, because I can't imagine what that would be like. I had a friend that smashed her cheek in a terrible car accident once. Still beautiful, but you can see the little bit of the scar. But you have to really look for it, and who cares anyway, right? So, Carrie, pump it out. Don't worry about it. You got fans. girl. Let's move to this next one. How about this? The I read this headline about this teenager offered a full ride to 20 universities, including four Ivy League schools. So this Lamar High School student, Michael Brown, knows he's going to be in a top university. He grew up in the Third Ward in Houston, worked for years to get into Stanford. He not only got into Stanford, but all 20 colleges he applied to, including, you know, like Harvard and Yale and all those other schools. In 2017, the average high school GPA to get into Harvard was 4.10. Yale, 4.19. Princeton, 3.90. Michael's is 4.68. 468, baby. That pretty much tells you. And he's on the debate team, the Key Club, the Young Democrats, you name it, the guy does it. So that's a pretty cool story. So all these places, where he wanted to go, he got accepted. I guess when he was a kid, despite the economic circumstances, he knew that he wanted to, he was smart, and he knew he wanted to go to a big school, and he applied himself, so bravo. And he's, and the money he's been offered, like $265,000. I mean, everything will be paid for him, and good job. That's what I say. Great job, as a matter of fact. Let's move on to something else. You might have missed this. Yes, a 5.3 magnitude quake smashed into California. So some jittery feelings for a lot of peeps in the day. It happened at lunchtime, like 12:30-ish. Nothing flying off shelves, no reports of big injuries, but it kind of frazzles your nerves a bit, even if you've had accident. I mean, even if you've been in an earthquake before, because people are always thinking of the dreaded, this could be the big one. And 5.3 is one that they haven't had in a while, so that is kind of big compared to what they've had before. So it really kind of smashed into Santa Barbara and into Los Angeles. It lasted about 10 seconds. It's kind of a rolling feeling that any of the people that felt it would have felt. It would definitely be like this sort of roll. That's what happens. It almost feels like you're up and down on a roller coaster really, really quickly, I suppose, right? Wow. All right, let's move on to this one. It is kind of a fascinating question because we are going to talk to our pal, Dr. Philip Stieg, who is a brain specialist. And I was just reading this study that could explain, they say, why our brains perform worse as we age. And for a long time, the researchers thought that the brain did not make new cells. Researchers studied the brains of 28 healthy people who had died suddenly of accidents. And so that's what they're trying to figure out. And the brains, the people ranged in age from 14 years to 79 years old. And researchers looked at the number of brain cells in the different parts that are there in the brain to try to get an explanation of what happens. They found that older people made as many new neurons in the memory parts of the brain as younger ones do. So that's interesting when you think of Alzheimer's, dementia, and all those kind of conversations. But what's different in the aging brain is the reduced blood flow to nourish the cells. So that makes sense, right? So for the further explanation, it's not being fed the way it is in a younger brain. So then that generates fewer neurons in older brains, really, because they're dividing less. So that's why younger brains are getting more neurons. I feel like a scientist telling you all this information, but I think it's fascinating, and especially with Philip Stieg, my favorite brain guy, coming up, it's just good stuff to tell you what this study is showing. Because to me, when I see and hear about dementia and when I hear about Alzheimer's, I worry for friends and family, who knows, myself, what would that be like? I've heard some really super sad stories and how tough it is. And there's a difference between dementia and Alzheimer's and what it's like for the family members having to deal with it. And what it's like for the person in the middle of it, and it's really tough. Where, you know, when you're grappling, where you're trying to come up with what was that I thought or what am I thinking, and you're trying to pull a name out of thin air, and it's really kind of scary, you know, actually. Let's move on to another one. This is kind of a sick, not kind of, it is a sick, twisted story, but Tad Cummings, a former teacher charged with taking a 15-year-old student across state lines for sex, pleaded guilty in a federal court. This made a lot of noise out there. A lot of people were looking for him. He is in shackles now, in prison, etc. He had fostered a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old student while he was a teacher at a school. He convinced the girl to run away last year, and that spurred an Amber Alert and a 5-week nationwide manhunt. So, a huge dramatic deal with this case, and now the, you know, after she was reported missing, he left a note telling his wife he was leaving town to clear his head. Then a citizen's tip, see, this is it, led to the law finding this remote forest cabin in California where they had been staying. It's such a, boy, such a predatory thing, a young mind, etc. And every once in a while you hear these kinds of stories, and that was one of them. So now it's about going through the court process, and there's a lot of people with their eyes on what's going to happen here for what happens in the future for some other people, as you know, as well. And then this story, in case you missed it, an Andy Warhol painting of Elvis Presley, who was in a 1960 movie, Western. It was a Western, Flaming Star. It's black on silver, the portrait. It's full, you know, full length, and it's going to be up for the estimated price, they think, of $30 million or more. It's very interesting. It's going to be at Christie's London showroom from Friday until Tuesday. Once it's up, it's up, but the bids are going to be anonymous. But I would assume there's going to be some anonymous bidders in this case. But it's going to be somebody who really collects art, somebody who might even be just a huge Andy Warhol freak, and if meaning they love Andy's stuff, and if some rare, it's in the eye of the beholder, but if some rare piece is out there, then that person is going to go after it, especially if they have the thing in common that they are crazy about Andy Warhol and Elvis Presley. You can take that to the bank. $30 million for a painting. Wow. Seems so crazy and out of whack, doesn't it? $30,000. But when you have money, you have money, and that's the deal. And whoever ends up with that piece, they had the money where they could afford to do it. Let's put it that way. All right, hang with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime. And we're kicking around some other stuff as well. Coming up around then.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To welcome to the show Jimmy Mosley. He's written a book called From the Outhouse to the White House. I love that title because it's so provocative. It really kind of pulls you in and makes you wonder, what's that about? And he's led such an interesting life. Jimmy, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me on America Tonight, Kate.
You know, here's the thing. You and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, and I certainly read about your background, and in reading the book, really got a great sense of who you are and what matters to you in your life. And you grew up in a, what I call a pea shooter town, but one with a real soul, right? Tell us about your early beginnings.
Well, I started working at a very early age in life. My mom was a great influence. And, you know, just my story, as the way I grew up on that plantation in southern Mississippi, and I felt like my story was noteworthy and it just needed to be told. My name is Jimmy Mosley. I'm a retired Army veteran as well as a retired educator. My second career was a JROTC instructor at the high school level, and I had the privilege of working with kids another 20 years after my first 20 years in the military. And right now I'm pretty active in my church ministry.
You know, here's what's interesting. As far as what the book is concerned, as you said, you thought you needed to get it out there. Explain that. What made you write the book?
I felt that as an educator, I had a connection with my students. I found that over 60% of my students assigned to my ROTC came from a single-parent household. And that was the connection that I had with them. The students were more interested in a relationship than learning classroom subject material. They wanted to know how Army life were, but more about how I had arrived to this stage of my life. And it was a good icebreaker, and it's always a good icebreaker for educators to give the students the opportunity to introduce themselves to the class. But they wanted to know about me. It appeared that my life was something new to them. The students would complete their class assignments in record time just to hear more about my plantation stories. And I had a coworker say to me, he said, man, these kids really enjoy hearing about your life. He said, you need to document some of these stories. And that's what started tugging on me a little bit. And I ran out of excuses. I was just simply out of excuses. And I sat down and said, look, got to do this. I feel that the Lord has put it on my heart. So I got to make it happen.
So you've got to tell us some of these plantation stories. What are some of the stories that you've told and that you tell in the book that you think really resonate with people?
Well, I introduced my readers to extreme poverty. From outhouse to White House, my life actually started on a bush shotgun house right outside of Itabena, Mississippi. And that's out there where Mississippi Valley State University is located, in case people didn't know. But in a shotgun house, was like you look right through the front door and you look straight through the back. This house did not have indoor plumbing. So we had an outhouse way out back. And something as simple as toilet paper that we take for granted today. But we had Sears and Roebuck catalog back then, and that was kind of interesting. And I explain a little bit more of that in my book. But there were extreme poverty. There was a lot of racism. A lot of the plantation girls, even my sisters and brothers, you know, for a long time I held some resentment there because I felt like I could have stepped up and did more in terms of protecting them during times of abuse. So that was some pretty hard times there. But my single parent mom, I explained how she used that wisdom that was given to her from God and was able to keep our family together, you know, and I believe that as a people, we can take hate and replace it with faith and overcome those barriers.
Yeah, do you feel that that's what got you through the hard beginnings and what you learned from your mom and your faith?
Yeah, I feel like it was my faith and those are values that she implanted in me as a child. Whether she knew it or not, I was learning from those experiences. Even when it would rain in the little shotgun house, she would have us sit down on a little bench, cover up with a blanket, and she said, don't talk when it's raining because God is at work. And, you know, it was like, okay. And even as an adult today, I find myself when it's raining and I'm thinking about that and I'm saying, well, you know, God is doing his work now. So, you know, I have to really respect that. And, you know, my drill sergeant was the first real man I'm talking about. I wanted to become like this man. And I believe I became this man, and that became more real to me when I graduated from drill sergeant school. Well, first of all, I latched on to drill sergeant Wilder, and I started mimicking him. I started imitating him. I started singing like him. I started running like him, and I noticed how his uniform always looked so sharp. And he was the first, I would say, real man that I kind of just latched on to. And I think I mimicked him throughout my military career, and as I went through drill sergeant school, I had 92 of 93 votes, and it was because I had latched on to this guy and just wanted to be a drill sergeant, and I put my drill sergeant hat on, and I was the first to walk across the stage, distinguished honor graduate, got 92 out of 93 votes, and then I said, well, somebody didn't vote for me, and then I realized I didn't vote for myself. So, yes, I feel like God put my mom and put Drill Sergeant Wilder right there to help me out. That way I can never use an excuse of not having a parent. And I tell my kids, it's a time out for excuses. Let's not use excuses. Let's go ahead and pursue our dreams and our goals. And I just kind of want to be an encouragement. I believe the stories that I have in Outhouse White House is going to be a great encouragement to a lot of single parent mothers and to a people. Because as a people, we're going to have to get it together.
Oh, I so agree with that. And what you just said there, that's what I call a tweetable moment about just stop the blaming. And does it seem like people are, to you, are looking for those excuses, are looking to whine and not just do what you can simply do by embracing life?
Hey, I've seen it throughout the military 20 years, and I've seen it as a 20-year educator, and I continuously see it today. Excuses. Excuses, excuses. And if I can just persuade one reader to just never give up on that dream or that goal and just know that God's always going to put somebody. He's got a ram in the bush, always a ram in the bush. You can look around and, you know, he's always got someone there that's going to kind of help you get over that next hurdle. But just if I can get one reader to just not give up on pursuing that dream or the goal, no matter how large. And you can look at my story as I came from an 8-year-old kid out on the plantation chopping cotton, no shoes, making the same amount of money as my mom. And he took me from that outhouse and led me all the way into becoming the NCOIC of Joint Service Operations at the White House and performing throughout the nation's capital in front of President Ronald Reagan and a few other presidents. And he took me there. And even though there were not many African-American men there, and there was a lot of racism and obscene phone calls, and I'm going to have to change my telephone number 4 or 5 times a month just to keep the obscene phone calls from going on all night. But God always pulled me through, and I am so grateful today, and I have no resentment for my life, and I just kind of want to give back to this great country.
Wow. What was that like, the White House experience? You described some of it there. Did you ever think you would end up in the position that you ended up in, where you would be in such high regard, really, to be all the way from, like you say, from the outhouse to the White House?
I had no idea. I do know that as a soldier, I wanted to be sharp. I just wanted to wake up early in the morning and just start cleaning the bathrooms and stuff. And even as a private, you know, they would call me out of formation to sing to the rest of the group. And I was mimicking Drill Sergeant Wilder, and it just took me all the way to the top. You know, I was an Army First Sergeant. It just got me to the top real quick. But I had no idea that, you know, it really wasn't work. I'm thinking it was like service, because I'm saying, whoa, man, why would a person want to give up something like this? It was a dream come true for me, joining the military. Man, I just know, you know, it was a God thing. But ending up at the White House is a mystery to me. I know I was overseas, and a recruiting team came by, and they pulled a few guys out. I was going up for the Sergeant Morales Club, you know, good soldiers. And I got interviewed, and I got a letter saying I was accepted to the Old Guard, the 3rd U.S. Infantry Station in Fort Myer, Virginia. And I got selected. But when I got there and I seen, looked around, I didn't see anybody that looked like me. I was like, whoa, man. Okay. So I just started training, and I said, I'm going to be the best soldier that I can be, and I'm going to do this. And I became part of the Presidential Honor Guard and Congressional Escort. So I just started doing things, and I kind of enjoyed going out, you know, doing ceremonies at the White House, and, you know, the Army being the senior service. So you would always be in position over to the right. And then when I became the leader, you know, I got to march all the different units on the White House lawn as NCOIC of Joint Service Operations at the White House. I was pretty good at that. So drill sergeant school was, man, it was like easy. I took all the guys telling us, well, let's go outside under the street lights at night, and I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to talk you through it. And I was so tied up in the helping the other guys that was having problems, it got to the point where everybody just kind of recognized me as distinguished honor graduate. And I know that was a God. It had to be a God thing. There's no way I could have did this without God. So I am just so grateful. Some people say, you know, I should hold some resentment toward a lot of the plantation owners and the way their sons used to do, even with my sisters. I talk a little bit about that, and it's broke my heart. There are no justifiable resentments. So I'm just ready to pour back into the religious ministry. And I'm just hoping the outhouse of White House can be a blessing to every human on the planet. I believe it's a message for humankind, not just single moms or people that are looking for excuses. This would be a blessing for humankind. And, man, I just feel that the hands of God is just all over it on every page.
I love it. From the outhouse to the White House, Jimmy Moseley, what a delight to speak with you. And we can tell everybody that you can pick up the book, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me. Indeed, an honor.
Hear that? That's the sound. sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Days ago that Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer, and I know that that's been a conversation a lot of people are having, that they know somebody who had brain cancer, or, oh my gosh, what is this about, and what kind of surgery do you have to have, and whatnot. So who better to join us on the show than Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, and president of the Brain Tumor Foundation as well. And we could go on and on about Dr. Stieg's resume, and certainly this is his expertise. Dr. Stieg, I can imagine a lot of people were asking you about Senator McCain. So first of all, what kind of brain cancer was he diagnosed with?
He was diagnosed with what is the most common form of primary brain tumor, which is a tumor that originates in the brain that we see in the glial category. It's called a glioblastoma, and when we think about glial tumors, they're graded on a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the worst, and his being a glioblastoma makes it a grade 3. So it's the most aggressive form of glial tumor that we have to deal with as neurosurgeons.
Yeah, and so when we hear that, and we kept hearing the word aggressive, what does that mean as far as surgery is concerned? What's typically what happens?
Well, typically what happens is once a diagnosis is made, then the protocol that we try to follow is an aggressive surgical resection followed by radiation therapy with concurrent chemotherapy. The extent of the resection is obviously dependent upon the size of the tumor and the location of the tumor. If the tumor is in what we refer to as eloquent brain, meaning the visual cortex, the speech cortex, or the motor cortex, then we're limited in regard to the extent of resection that we can perform, because this is a tumor that it's an infiltrative tumor and it sends little tentacles into the normal brain, and there isn't a real boundary. You don't know when you've reached the end of it. So there's a limit to how much we can resect.
Is this typical what you see? Because as you know, when he went in, when the senator went in, he was there to just remove a blood clot from above his left eye, and that's what they found.
It's not the most common presentation for this type of tumor. They are known to bleed, but more commonly they would present with either a seizure or with some neurologic deficit, again, dependent upon where the tumor is located.
Yeah, and when you actually do the surgery, you know, you and I have talked about the kinds of surgery that you can have. You talked about the surgery, of course, where often typically you're awake. In this kind of a surgery, would the person be awake?
Most probably he was not. I have not seen his scan, so I don't know exactly where the tumor is located. That being said, given the approach that they took, I suspect he was asleep and they resected the tumor without him being awake. As we talked about earlier, the only times we really do awake surgery is when the tumor is located in those eloquent areas of the brain.
Yeah, and the reason you and I have talked about that before, the reason is, well, there's a couple factors. I mean, first of all, from the layman's terms, I think it's amazing that you do that, but it's because of speech, et cetera, so you can tell what's happening, right, by what you're doing back to the patient.
Right. The reason for doing the awake surgery is that we want to know exactly where we are in their brain, and while they're awake, we can test the function that we're worried about losing during the surgical procedure. So if the tumor were in his speech cortex or if it wasn't his motor cortex, we would most commonly do that awake.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things the doctor said is that McCain, with this aggressive tumor, he was oriented, he had good balance, he had no headaches, no seizures, that kind of stuff. And the senator is someone who's had other malignant melanomas removed a couple of times, I guess like three of them. And he gets a lot of these kind of screenings and whatnot. And this was a significant operation, obviously, as you know. And, you know, with the bone underneath the eyebrow had to be removed to do the procedure and then put back. Wow, why? I've never heard of that. That's typical? That's common?
It's a new approach that we use in neurosurgery. We commonly use the term minimal access or minimally invasive surgery. The reason for doing that is the recovery is faster, and he obviously had an exceptionally quick recovery. He was discharged from the hospital within 24 hours. So that's all beneficial for the patient. It also speaks to the fact, hopefully, again, I haven't seen the scans, that the tumor was caught early and that it was small and contained within the hemorrhagic or the bleeding area that they found.
Yeah, one of the things that I read, and also you would know this too, the mortality rate, but one of the things I read is there were some statistics from a study that was done back in 2009, and the study said that almost 10% of patients with that live maybe 5 years or longer, and this is from the American Brain Tumor Association. Again, Lena, looking at mortality rates, of course, who knows, but is that typical too as well?
Yeah, as I said earlier, this is the most aggressive type of tumor that we deal with. We don't use the word cancer because it doesn't spread to other parts of the body.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's in your brain, and as it continuously recurs, the average survival is 14 to 16 months overall. Again, having hopefully caught it early, and if he is a good responder. There are also a number of molecular markers that we use now, and those are predictors for long-term prognosis. So hopefully he has all the appropriate markers and he will respond to the radiation and the chemotherapy.
Yeah, and you said this in the beginning too, with the radiation and the chemotherapy. What's the typical course for that for most people? Because as we're discussing how aggressive it is.
Most
most people will go, we would wait after the surgery, wait several weeks for the wound to heal because radiation is hard on the scalp. And then it's 5 weeks of radiation with concurrent chemotherapy. And then subsequently the patient will get chemotherapy at regular intervals.
Yeah, you just did a presentation at the annual meeting of the European low-grade, is it glioma? Glioma Network. And in doing that, the focus there was the early detection. So what's the early detection from the physician's point of view?
What we're trying to look at is to determine the cost effectiveness of getting MRI scans. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, not a full sequence of MRI, which can be expensive and time consuming, but a person could come in at periods in their life, or certainly people that are at high risk. And Senator McCain was at high risk, not necessarily for a glioblastoma, but for a metastatic melanoma, because they can frequently go to the brain. So you would get a quick scan that would help you detect early either metastases or a primary tumor. The major issue is everybody would like to have a scan, wouldn't you, just to make sure that you don't have any problem.
Yes.
But this is very much like mammography, you know, the discussion that goes on with that. I mean, how cost effective is it? Can we afford to scan every citizen in the United States to rule out that they've got a brain tumor when, you know, the incidence, say, of glioblastomas is not really high. It's about 30,000 patients per year.
Yeah, glioblastoma. When we talk about ages and whatnot, this across the board, you can see this in, he's 80 years old, but it could happen at any age, right?
Absolutely. You know, we see them in 30-year-olds, we see them in 50-year-olds, and we see them in 80-year-olds. You know, some people think that we're seeing more of them. It is a slight uptick, but part of the issue is we're all living longer. And, you know, 30 years ago, individuals died of heart disease and lung disease from too much cigarette smoke. And now we're living, and other things are creeping up.
Yeah, wow. And this is, too, and I looked this up to make sure I was right, Dr. Stieg, but this is the same kind of brain tumor that Senator Ted Kennedy had, if I recall.
It is. Hopefully the difference is that Senator Kennedy's tumor was in an eloquent part of his brain so that they couldn't get what is called gross total excision. And that, again, has an impact on long-term prognosis for a patient, whereas Senator McCain's was in his frontal lobe. That is a more forgiving area. Hopefully they were able to be aggressive and get a complete resection.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Good to talk with you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.